Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Best of the Joe Show abbreviated version, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. Thank goodness it is Friday. I am Dan Day, and the reason I said abbreviated version is because the show a little shortened. Got to get ready for the pregame between the Canes and FAU in basketball. That's going to be starting at 6:30. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, let's make the most of our Friday. On the way, Joe Rowe Show. Going to be talking with Miami Dolphin Evan Bam, plus maybe the Huckman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers, which are always highlights and crowd pleasers. But with such limited time, let's go ahead and dive into those headlines. Oakland scored a late TD to down the Chargers 26-24 last night. The Dolphins play the Colts Sunday at 1 in Indy. The Heat defeated Phoenix 124-108 tonight. Miami plays the Lakers at 10:30. Justice Winslow remains unavailable due to concussion protocol. In college hoops, the Canes will face FAU at the Watsco Center tonight at 7 p.m. as mentioned earlier. Also, Rick Pitino has been named the coach of the Greek national team. Nick Saban says Tua Tagovailoa has a good chance of playing when Alabama, number 2, faces number 1, LSU, tomorrow at 3:30. Simultaneously, the Canes will play Louisville at Hard Rock Stadium. Tonight, in NCAA action, it's UCF versus Tulsa at 7. Then at 10:30, Washington and Oregon State clash. In other college football news, rumors are that Deion Sanders is being considered for the Florida State head coaching position. Sanders is an alumnus of FSU. The Panthers lost last night in overtime 5-4 to the Capitals. Next up, they play the Islanders in New York tomorrow at 1. Toronto and Seattle will battle for the MLS Cup Sunday at 3. Inter-Miami joins the league in March. And now, let's take a step into the day spa. A California veterinarian claims to have come up with a magic mix of oriental herb supplements that will make your dog's poop smell better and keep them from sliding their butts across the floor. Calgon? Ancient Chinese secret, hmm? An Iowa man serving life in prison after bludgeoning another man to death is appealing his sentence because he says he recently died on the operating table and came back to life. Defense lawyers say he was not sentenced to life in a day. It's times like these, I'm happy I'm not a lawyer. Sticky, sticky, sticky. Scientists find that watching Christmas movies year-round leads to a higher level of happiness in life and can improve your health. Ho, ho, ho! I am not an expert on Christmas movies, so I brought in the sports bomber, Danny G. Danny G, what do you think about this new scientific find?
I think it's absolutely correct. If you're not happy, you know, unless you're watching a Christmas movie sometimes, man, it brings out the happiness. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to watch Home Alone in August?
Yeah, you know, I can't blame you right there. I put on Bad Santa, start boozing it up. It's awesome.
That's right. And you know what? It's never a bad time for Die Hard or Gremlins.
Oh, man. Okay, so Danny G, stick around for one or two more of these. Let's see what you got, a little take on some of this. Okay, a man in Hilton Head, North Carolina, recently ordered a sweet tea with extra lemon in a McDonald's. And guess what he received?
Oh, I read the story. He got a bag of weed.
Three bags of weed. I keep wondering why I keep going to Mickey D's and ordering that sweet tea with extra lemon.
I feel like I'm going to the wrong fast food restaurants.
Maybe you're not going to the right McDonald's. So tonight, you're going to see the sports bomber driving around all of South Florida at different McDonald's drive-thrus asking for what?
Oh, a big sweet tea with extra lemon.
As much lemon as you can put in there.
Pack it in, baby.
Oh, baby, watch out. Now on the weather brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight's forecast has a 50% chance of rain with temperatures in the light 70s. Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand prize giveaway Saturday, November 30th. We do have to get some serious sports action because we have a serious sports weekend here in South Florida. Everyone was a winner last weekend. Let's do it again this weekend. One of the teams we really hope for, or at least I really hope for, I know some of their fans don't want them to win, the Dolphins. They're taking on Indianapolis. Joe Rowe Show caught up with Evan Bam. What'd they talk about? talked about him being a Swiss Army knife, fun of winning, timing and familiarity with the team. His choice position, since he's played so many positions this year, fits Magic's je ne sais quoi, staying healthy and staying at his target weight, plus what would be his cheat meal.
Evan Bame from the Miami Dolphins. Evan, good morning. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Evan, we're doing great, man. We always like to be with badass guys. It makes us feel a little tougher in here when you join us, so thank you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right, so you've seen it all, man. I almost forgot during the Dallas game you had to move to left guard. You're playing center. You're playing right guard. I guess you just know now, as a professional, it's no longer just about one position, right? Is it you got to know guard both ways and the center position and everything else? Is that where the league is right now?
I don't know for everyone else. I can't speak for them, but for myself, I've gotten a start at all three positions, I believe. So the more you can do, I feel like the better your chances are. And, you know, I'm just going out there and doing the best I can to try and help this team win the football games and, you know, have fun doing it.
By the way, speaking of how much, before we get back to offensive line stuff, how nice was it after teasing everybody and having the lead at half and controlling some games and you lose them late to finally get a win? I can't even imagine what it felt like, all the work you guys have put in and everything that's been said, to finally get that win, especially against the Jets. How special was that?
Huge, number one, because I mean, it's Flo's first win of his head coaching career, and I think you said it right. We won a game, but our goal isn't just to win one game this season, you know what I mean? It's to win multiple games, and I think everybody in the locker room got a taste of what that felt like, and against a divisional opponent, that's also huge, and it felt good. It was an awesome time in the locker room. It was fun. Now I think it proved to everybody that we can do it, and we have the abilities and the talent and the capabilities and everybody in that locker room to go out and win football games.
Evan, the O-line seems to be getting a little bit better. Is this just a timing thing with each other, getting more time playing with each guy out there, and now maybe getting a guy back or two, Davenport maybe coming back? Like, is it just a timing thing now that you guys are getting better?
I think so. You know, you had Jamarcus, myself, Danny Isadora, like you mentioned, Julian Davenport, and us four guys. I mean, we rolled in at the very beginning of the season not knowing anybody except for me and J-Webb, really, because we came from Indianapolis together. But I think especially in the offensive line, it's a room where your guys have to be the closest, because you're essentially have five guys doing one job and protecting the person and trying to open up holes for another. I think the camaraderie that we have within the offensive line has gotten stronger. Our relationships with each other has gotten stronger. We became better friends, closer friends, to know how one another plays off of each other and stuff like that. So I think that shows on the field of we're getting comfortable with each other outside of the football field, but we're also getting comfortable with each other's strengths and weaknesses on the football field. And when we're buying into Gugis' techniques and then what he's telling us to do, I think that's also showing.
Which position, if everybody's healthy and you have your choice, and not because of injury or waiting to see who can play and who can't play, and like, all right, Evan, you're back in there, what position you feel more comfortable with?
I just want to help the team win.
Okay.
To be honest, if at that right guard, center, left guard, long snapper, you know, whatever it is, it's I want to help this team win as much as possible, as soon as I can. I think that's my answer.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask you, the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing is – one, I've been around the team now for a long time. When he comes out to the way he kind of takes control of everything with the receivers and you guys hang out before the game, sitting on the bench, all you guys shooting the breeze together. Whatever it is, he's got it. I know we could just say, make it easy and say his leadership, but what is it about that guy, man? Everybody likes this guy on every team he's ever been on. Black, white, big, small, fast, slow. They all like this dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. Everybody on this team loves Ryan. He just has that certain aspect of Adam, and I think you said it's his leadership. He knows how to lead different people at different times. Leading the wide receiver and running back room can be different than leading the tight end and offensive line room, and vice versa, you know what I mean? And he knows what to say and how to say it in those situations. He knows what he wants, he knows what he sees on film, and he knows how to get us in those certain positions where we can try and protect him the best of our ability and him to get the ball down the field into playmakers' hands.
I always wonder when I see you kind of looking up at center, and I see him pointing and stuff. So I figure, well, those two are trying to figure out if they're blitzing and where everybody's coming from. What is that like, and who's making the calls on all that stuff?
Mainly Ryan. I let Ryan control the show because, like I said, he's been in the league for, what, 14 years now, and he sees what he wants, and he knows what he wants, and he wants to put us in a certain position that will make him successful, make this offense successful and go, and wherever he wants to put a certain point, and wherever he wants, whatever he sees, and wherever he wants us to go, you let Ryan control that, and we go off what he wants.
Evan, you brought up your O-line coach before, Coach Googs. What kind of guy is he like, or what kind of guy is he like in the locker room?
Oh, he's a firecracker, man. That's how I would explain him. You know, I think if anybody's ever came out to a practice, we're on the far field, you can hear him from the stands. Just because he demands perfection out of all of us. And he makes practices, he makes the week so much harder than the games. He's putting the pressure on you. He's making sure that you're taking the right footwork, you're taking the right set, you're using your hands correctly. And if you're not, you're going to hear about it. But just because he's demanding perfection out of you to make sure he's able to just relax and let us go out there, not think on Sundays and go play football.
Evan, I got to ask you another one a little bit off the field, more in that dining facility you guys have. You got to help me. Everybody's on this health kick now, man. It's been a hard adjustment for this old guy you're talking to right now. But I just look and so I go in there sometimes and eat. Especially in the off season during the workouts, and I see it, and I'm like, "Damn, man, whatever happened to all the old stuff?" How are you doing on the new diet that everybody's doing to be healthier and all that stuff? I mean, you guys they want to keep you guys heavy. They don't want you guys at 280 or 270. This is not high school. So how do you guys do with that? Do you still like burgers and all the other stuff, or do you stay away from it now?
Oh yeah, you still have to have those cheat meals every once in a while here and there and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, I got married this off season, and she's a very picky eater. So I think going into her little diet has forced me to eat healthier. So I'm kind of getting used to everything more and more now. So praise my wife for allowing me to get used to the healthy lifestyle of eating.
All right, well, Evan, I have to ask
this.
That's
pretty good, man.
I got to ask a follow-up, though. You have to ask the follow-up. All right, so, Evan, you're allowed one cheat meal. You're allowed one meal just that you like. Forget about the wife for a second. The menu is just yours. What's that menu look like?
I'm starting off with, like, the shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo.
Okay. It's a good, great choice.
I'm going to be there Saturday night. Thank you. Go ahead.
Keep going. I like this already.
Okay, my main course is probably going to be some burnt ends from Jack Stack for sure.
Wow. Yeah, great call.
Kansas City barbecue.
Great call.
Kansas City barbecue.
You just got Hollywood in our back, our producer, licking his chops too, right?
He's going to every NFL city with all the best. He's good.
Great.
This guy's good right here.
I feel like it's not done yet. Keep going, Evan.
No, man. Okay, so the side's got to be like the cheesy corn and some French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm a big dessert guy.
Yeah, you got to have a dessert. I was going to ask you, where's the dessert?
I know too many big guys don't like dessert. Right. What's the dessert?
This is going to tell a lot about you, Evan. Right here is going to tell a lot about you on this dessert.
I know. But I'm a big custard guy. Like custard, like ice cream.
Wow.
So like frozen custard. So like in Kansas City, we have this place called Custard's Last Stand and in Lee Summit. And I mean, that spot in high school, that's why I became an offensive lineman for sure.
I thought you could tell me the offensive lineman stuff had to do with you being such a nice guy. And then you get on the field and everybody goes, "What happened to Bane, man? This guy's nuts." How do you turn that on and off? I love reading about that stuff. Even your wife had to go, "Honey, you're so sweet around the family and around me. I was watching you on the field. Who are you? What's that like?"
Right. I just go out there, man. And I've been hearing. So my dad was a head football coach at the high school that I went to, that I grew up in. And so I grew up around football. And I always heard coaches talk about how this is a game. And how you just have to go out and have fun playing a game. But while you're doing it, you have to turn on this little nasty streak. But when you're not, then you can be whoever you want to be. And I grew up with a great family. I grew up with a great support system that allowed me to be myself and do the things that I wanted to do. And my parents raised me right to be a great kid on and off the field, yes or no, sir. But, you know, once you step over that white line, you know, there's something that clicks. It's like, okay, well, now I got to go out and support my family. I got to go out and support myself and do the things that I need to do to become successful in this league, and something just clicks, and I just want to go out there and be physical.
Awesome stuff, Evan. By the way, you don't realize this yet, and you don't know me very well, but the burnt ends thing just got us to become best friends. We're now best friends.
Oh, perfect.
Right, that's it.
Evan,
burnt ends.
Yeah. Evan, my partner's carrying about the same weight you are, so you guys can get after her pretty
ends.
Good.
You got to get me on the custard thing, though. I'm not a custard guy. I'm going to have to try that out.
He grew up with that custard because I did, too, man. I get
but
it.
But burnt ends, he's got me all day long with that. Evan, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Very good, Evan. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Evan Bam talking about his cheat meal. Oh, yes, indeed. Cheat meal's always so good. And right now, we are actually joined by the executive producer of the Hawk and Crowder show and this abbreviated version of the Best of the Joe show. I really wanted to ask him what his cheat meal would be because Evan Bam's sounded so good. But everyone's got a different opinion on what their cheat meal or their quote-unquote final meal would be. Alejandro Solana is joining me in the studio. He's got all types of audio goodness that he's going to share with us in just a minute. But real quick, your cheat meal, break it down for me real, real fast.
My cheat meal would have to be croquetas. I mean, there's nothing like waking up in the morning and going to La Carreta or Sergio's and just taking down some croquetas, man. So that's definitely my go-to cheat meal. Man, like 5-6 croquetas. Crazy unhealthy, but fine.
You feel good. You got an appetizer in there? You got something before, something after, a dessert? Or is it just, I want one thing and one thing done right?
I mean, if you give me the option, I'll take some apps. I'm a huge appetizer fan. Dessert? I'm not the biggest dessert guy. Like I can just go for ice cream at any time of the day. I'm always down for ice cream. But
I like to start with some craft beers.
Okay.
Kind of get some things going. Then as an appetizer, I want some maybe oysters Bienville. Get the night going. Maybe a crawfish etouffee from South Louisiana. Croquettes are thrown in there.
So this is a cheat day.
We're going big, man. If you're going to cheat, cheat. Come on, man. Don't just nibble here, nibble there. You're going all out. This is your day. You've earned it.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm down for a cheat day with you, Dan. Started off with some brews. Let's go,
be
man.
Be careful, man. We have a cheat day almost set up. Okay, nobody has more fun, and I mean this, than the Hawk and Crowder show, especially on Fridays. Kind of break down what happened, and then we're going to dive right into the Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers. But give us kind of a synopsis of what happened today, and then we'll wrap up the week.
What happened today is you stole my party, man. Like, Dan Day came out of nowhere, and He throws apparently a better party than I. You throw a better party than I do. You know what? I'm man enough to admit you throw a better party than I do, Dan Day. And I can't even argue it because there was 30 people in this studio and nobody other than myself in my studio.
And I think you can actually watch it on Hawk's Instagram, right?
I believe so. Radio Mark Hawkman is where you can find that.
It was crazy. Well, you were the DJ. You're the executive producer. You had to work. You got the party started. I just kept it going, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, real quick, what is your Twitter handle?
At Alex M. Solana, Twitter and IG is where you can find me.
I'm going to ask you a favor. Can we break out this opening montage for the Dolphins-Colts game in just a minute? Okay, well, let's do the Hawkman highlights, Crowder crowd pleasers. Then we're going to give you a little exclusive from Alejandro Solana with the opening montage for the Dolphins-Colts game. Here's those highlights, though.
Hawkman.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Doctors found an 8-inch screwdriver in the rectum of a Miami man complaining of abdominal pain.
Rectum? He barely knew him.
Me encanta ese highlight.
Jimmy, I have 75 suits for the price of Mott's apple juice.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Recidivist. Excellent word use, Ira.
I think I have some recidivist in me.
Bam out of Bayou.
Highlight.
If I told you that there was a commercial that involved Peronis, you would think beer, right? Peroni is that Italian beer.
I went beer or I went a cream-filled Danish.
Right, like a...
give me one of them chocolate Peronis.
Hot Hawkman highlight.
Jacoby Brissett, the Colts' starting quarterback.
Hawk, is it Colts's?
It's not Colts's. The Colts' quarterback. I mean, are you kidding me? Colts' quarterback. Are you joking?
The Dolphins is.
Ooh, highlight.
That makes no sense. I hate you.
Ooh, qué rico.
We talked to Brian Geltziler.
Ooh, caliente, Crowder crowd pleaser.
There's a cold front coming. Is there a cold front coming, weather guy? I hate you.
Delicioso.
Bam out of Bayou.
Brian Geltziler.
Yes.
Officially, but it looks like it's going to be Brian Horrid this Sunday versus the Dolphins. Brian Horrid.
I hate you.
But you know what they say, coach.
There comes a time.
I'm pleased.
Of course, you can find a replay of that anywhere you get your podcasts, radio.com app, or you can also go to our website, WQAM.com. Alejandro Solano will make sure to get it up there within the next hour or so, something like that. Oh,
it's up.
Too quick, too good. Okay, speaking of being too quick, too good, we've got this debut of the opening montage for the Dolphins and the Colts. Let's take a look at the game real quick, and then let's take a look into this montage. Never has a crowd been more excited about a game. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bub, if you're expecting another Dolphins win, probably aren't going to find it in Indianapolis.
Everybody's really high, though. They're like, you know, now you know you're looking, you're going into a week, you have a chance to win.
Right, it's but like, are you, if you're a Dolphins fan, do you want another win? I think that's the question. By the way, I'll break all this down on a little plug here, Dan Day. Tomorrow on my Dolphins Rewind show, 10 a.m. here on The Joe, by the way. I'm going to talk all about, should Dolphin fans want another win? We have Danny G.
I was going to say, Sports Bomber, real quick, tell us why you do not want a Dolphins win.
Two words, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's the Tua versus Joe Burrow Bowl. Today, Devon Godshaw, Miami Dolphin, former LSU Tiger, of course, your boy, Dan Day, he was saying he likes Joe Burrow. He thinks he's the best quarterback coming out of this draft class. So we'll see. Tomorrow will be very interesting. As for this montage, Dan Day, this is inspired by everybody who said the Dolphins could not pull off a win this season. Everybody who doubted, and I'm one of them, who doubted that the Dolphins could pull off a victory this season, that the roster wasn't good enough, that the team was terrible, that they're tanking. I think one ESPN pundit called them a disgrace. This montage is for them.
Take that, Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there anybody else that's never won a game in a season?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, take that. Here we go.
What are your thoughts on what they're doing in Miami?
It's unethical and morally reprehensible, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, a legitimate argument could be made that there's some college teams that could beat these Dolphins.
They're probably on pace to be the worst team in NFL history.
This is not an overreaction. I don't know where this team wins the game.
This might be the worst football team in the NFL I've ever seen.
At least the Dolphins are trying to lose.
Because I agree with you, it might be the worst team I've ever seen in the NFL. It's certainly on a short list.
They're so bad. I mean, the Dolphins are so very bad.
The most atrocious football team that I've ever seen.
Gentlemen, BetOnline's got the Dolphins to go 0-16 on the year.
Look, I predicted 0-16. You might have to go 0-16.
I'll say this. The Dolphins will go 0-16.
And I think it's very possible that they go winless.
Shotgun for Fitzpatrick, back to throw. Getting pressure, gets it all, touchdown.
All right.
It's Preston Williams back in the end zone. He was wide open.
By himself.
Back to throw, Fitzpatrick looking, flips it back, shoulder, caught, touchdown.
Hey, listen, I'll take that one right there, Bob. That's a touchdown.
All right.
I just feel like we're trending right now, you know? And we have been the last few weeks, so it's nice to put a win in the win column.
Walt is the running back. They throw it quickly to Williams. Touchdown, Miami. Whoa.
Go to look that they were going to run it. Went one-on-one to Preston Williams on the outside, and he made it look easy. What a throw and catch there.
Darnold is rolling to his left. They blitz him, and he just flips it up into the air. It's picked off by Miami. That's unbelievable.
All right.
How about a defensive play?
You know, this team's kind of starting to gel and bond, and we've seen that over the last couple weeks, and we play well enough to win. That's what matters.
15 seconds remaining. The Dolphins lead by 8. Thicket will apply the kick. There it is. A big bounce to the Dolphins.
Devontae Parker
picks it at the 48-yard line, and this game is all but over. Fitzpatrick again dances backwards, now takes a knee, and that'll take it to the end of the football game. The final score, the Miami Dolphins 26, the New York Jets 18, and the first win of the Brian Flores era in Miami.
Whoa, if that does not get you ready for the game this coming Sunday, it is going to be hot. At least just listening to that montage right there. Let's transition, though, now into the Miami Heat. Solana, you are a huge fan. I, of course, am a huge fan of the Heat, but especially Goran Dragic. I think he just does everything right, and I also even like his voice. Listen to this.
That we didn't relax. We built the lead for 12, 14 points, and, you know, we still didn't quit on defense. We're still competing, and that was the main thing that we bring the game to the end.
Call him the closer, Goran Dragic. I love him. I love the Heat, although I haven't been to a lot of games. You have season tickets. Of course, we can break down the Heat here and there, but kind of if I'm going to a game, and I do plan on going to the Pelicans game next Saturday, what are some of the things I can do besides just watching the game, sitting in my seat? What's some of your rituals? What's some fun things for people to do that are going to the Heat games that aren't just going to watch the game strictly?
Man, there's so many things to do at American Airlines Arena. I told you, Dan Day, every single halftime, I sit in section 115, and right outside section 115, every single game at halftime, you find me at the East Plaza. And at the East Plaza at halftime, there's always like a concert going on. There's a stage, whether it's a DJ, a live performance, a live band. People are out there. There's a bar. It's happening there. It's happening. And then you have the 601 Lounge, which I'm always out there. I told you, Dan Day, you want to find me at halftime, maybe even, you know, a couple minutes into that third quarter, you're going to find me at the 601 Lounge pounding vodka sodas because that's just where I like to be. It's happening out in the East Plaza.
And it doesn't matter if your mom's with you or not. You're pounding those vodka sodas.
It doesn't matter who I'm at the game with. I'm pounding vodka sodas.
I saw you doing it in front of your mom.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Now, what about before the game, after the game? Maybe a bite to eat, a sip to drink, something to do around the stadium, around the arena, in that area. What do you do?
Well, it's downtown Miami, man. Like, you're, what, 10 minutes away from Wynwood. You're super close to Brickell. You can get on the Brickell Loop. You're in Brickell and 5 minutes. I mean, there's Danny G's coming over. He must have like some great spot to hit up.
The best place to go, especially after the game, Bayside, little strawberry daiquiri stand right there in the courtyard right there.
Bayside.
Some strong daiquiris, bro.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't take you for the huge daiquiri guy, but I guess we got one. I love Bayside too. It's a good place to go. There's a Chili's at Bayside that before playoff games gets absolutely insane for Heat games. I think they have 2-for-1s also before
always,
Heat games.
Yeah, always so, at Chili's.
I mean, Chili's is, and Bayside in general, they've cleaned it up. Like, it's a nice spot to hit up. I don't usually go there. I go to Brickell or I go to Wynwood. And then, you know, that's just what I like to do. But it's Miami. Like, if you can't find a good spot to have dinner, have a couple drinks in Miami, then you can't find a good spot to do that anywhere.
That's absolutely right. Of course, the next game for the Heat is going to be tonight. Huge one.
Yeah, big one in L.A., Jimmy Butler versus LeBron and AD. Next Tuesday, though, they're back at home.
Next Tuesday, who are they playing?
The Detroit Pistons back at the AAA.
You going to be there?
I will be there.
Wynwood or Brickell before or after?
Wynwood after. Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, download the podcast wherever you can. We'll be back Monday, 6 o'clock, with the best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.